James Bonus for the time being. He's still driving now. Rimmer with 300 metres to go bursts past, and he brings with him Giles, the Birchfield Harrier, and also Webb, the Liverpool Harrier. Those three go ahead of Bonus with 200 metres to go, and Giles is going to push Rimmer here and see what the seven times British champion has got with 200 metres to go. And Rimmer's stepped it up, but he hasn't got rid of Giles as they turn for home, and Giles still with a chance as they come into the finishing straight. Rimmer, the man to beat, a top two finish will take him to Rio, but Giles is coming past him in the finishing straight, and so Webb might be in there as well, and Rimmer is beaten, and he's not going to make the top two, and Elliot Giles of Birchfield Harriers is the British champion. Jamie Webb is in second place, and Rimmer only third, and that's not enough for automatic selection for Michael Rimmer. And Giles, I think, can't believe it. He was grabbed by the second place finisher Webb and looked stunned for a moment, and now he turns with a big beam on his face. Elliot Giles, who is just 22 years of age and started this weekend in terms of time, he's the British number 11, but he's now the UK champion.
Elliot Giles, you are the British champion in the 800 metres. You must be delighted.
Yes, I'm over the moon. It's an incredible feeling. And to say that I'm a British champion is the most surreal thing I've ever known in my life. So, it's an incredible feeling.
Are you ever going to take that gold medal off?
I think my coach is going to be on to me in about 5 minutes, screaming at me to go and warm down and get some clothes on. So I think I've got it for about another 5 minutes before I get told off.
Beating the likes of Michael Rimmer into third place, how much confidence does that give you?
I was quite confident before the race. I knew what I was capable of, and I knew how I could win the race. I think now it's about putting a really quick race, and then I'll get confident boost if I can compete with some people that are in really tip-top shape.
It was 1:48 dead today. Your PB is just over 1:47. I think you achieved that in Watford not so long ago, actually.
That wasn't expected. 3 weeks ago, I was in awful shape. My shape wasn't good at all, and it's just clicked in the last sort of 2 weeks. And I'm still not in good shape. I know that there's a lot more left. I think my coach knows that. And we've known that in the past 2 weeks that we have a lot more left to do. And now it's about getting the next 2 weeks and running a quick race.
Does the fact that it's an Olympic year put an extra second or two, or lose an extra second or two in your time, do you think?
I think it certainly helps. it's one reason to run quick, isn't it? I'm not going to put too much pressure on running a quick time. If it happens, it's meant to be. If it doesn't, then it doesn't. So I think my next step now is about running a quick time and seeing where I go from there.
You're wearing the black vest of Birchfield, local athlete. Yeah, we spoke to Jared yesterday, saying how much an advantage it was for him training here, being able to sleep in his own bed as well. What's it been like for you, having your friends' family here, perhaps?
I think I've been based in London for the last 3 years, so I didn't actually sleep in my own bed. I was in a hotel the past 2 days. I don't actually train here anymore. I've trained in London for the last past 3 years. But this is still home for me, and it is incredible running on a Birchfield track. I love the track. It's a very quick track, and having my family and friends and club team and everyone around me just makes it all the better, I think.